This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack Stockwell now on DJV Health, well-known Nooka chiropractor from Salt Lake City, also a GAPS practitioner. Let's find out what's new in the health department.
Welcome to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And the thing I want to talk to you about today is an issue that is starting to show up a lot because people are now starting to get back out into the sun due to the time of the year. And that is muscle cramps and restless legs. This, along with the advent of summer colds, is probably one of the two most often asked questions that I'm faced with. And so I wanted to give you a good idea what you might consider if you are one of the unfortunate ones who will go to bed and wake up with leg cramps in the middle of the night or several times during the night and not really have an adequate and effective treatment to rely on. And then you're just kind of, you have to get up and walk around for an hour to get things to relax before you can get back to sleep. And unfortunately, the only medical treatment for muscle cramps is quinine. And it is discouraged because it's only slightly effective and it carries side effects. So when you ask your physician for advice on how to treat muscle cramps, the honest answer is that medicine has no good answer. And this leaves thousands of people, men in particular, because I have more of this problem with my male patients than female. But men in particular get cramped up in this agonizing pain on a regular basis. And the truth is that once I can explain this to my patients, there really is a very effective treatment for people with muscle cramps. Unfortunately, not one in 10,000 physicians know about it. And I learned it decades ago from one of my nutrition mentors. And because I'm still quite active, I'm 71, but I'm still very, very active. And though I wouldn't consider myself an athlete by any means, I still use this particular method to keep my muscles relaxed when I go to bed at night, all the time. And over the years, there are a lot of athletes who have made their way to my office, and with the same therapy that I prescribe for myself, for my family, and for my patients, as well as I would prescribe for you, I have been able to help many, many athletes continue in their careers. So if you suffer from chronic muscle or leg cramps, you need to know that the end to this agony, your body needs adequate calcium. But not just that. It has to have what I refer to as a calcium delivery system that gets the calcium into the muscles. Now, I've talked to you before about calcium and the best sources and how to take it. And I'm going to cover that while I talk to you to remind you of these things. But what is important is what I refer to as the calcium delivery system that gets calcium out of your bloodstream and into your muscles. And taking crushed rock and shells, which is the typical calcium supplements out there in the marketplace, is not going to suffice because most of that is not digested. And obviously, it won't be assimilated and delivered to the muscles that need it. So for starters, you need the most digestible and absorbable calcium supplement that exists, and that's calcium lactate. This calcium is made from vegetables, not from crushed rock. Most calcium supplements, whether you're in the supplement area of a grocery store or a health food store or wherever else, and you read the source of the calcium, it usually says calcium chloride. That's rock. That's limestone. Most of the mountains, especially the older mountains in the Appalachian Mountains, is mostly limestone. In the West, in the Rockies, where geologists tell us the mountains are a lot newer. When you're talking millions and millions of years, it may not make a whole lot of difference. But they're much newer, and the rock is much more exposed. And you can see limestone all over the place in the form of shale and other kinds of calcium chloride deposits coming up out of the earth, forming these beautiful peaks that exist in the Rockies. There's a reason why those mountains are there. There's a reason why they don't wash away, except over millions and hundreds and millions and maybe billions of years, that those rocks are still there, because it's very difficult to break down calcium carbonate. So, for starters, as I said, you need the most digestible form, and that's calcium lactate. Now, the calcium comes from vegetables. It's not the calcium carbonate that's in these mountains. And then you need adequate stomach acid to absorb this calcium. So chronic use of antacids and acid blockers are always going to lead to muscle cramps, because they stop, or they end up sopping up in the stomach, the needed acid that's needed to absorb the calcium. I always thought this was funny whenever I would see somebody taking Tums. And if they have a problem with stomach acids, you'll see them taking Tums. And a lot of times on the package of Tums, it has with calcium. And I always thought, this is like buying a car that only goes backwards. It has no drive. It's only got reverse. I mean, how practical would that be? If you're taking Tums to address your stomach upset, your acid indigestion, there is no way in the world you will even absorb a molecule of that calcium, because it makes the stomach lose its acid, which is the relief for your acid indigestion, which you absolutely need in the acidic stomach to absorb the calcium. I always thought that was hilarious. I still do whenever I see that stuff advertised. But then you also need what is known as the calcium mobilization. And that requires calcium to be delivered to the muscles that need it to prevent and stop the cramps. Your muscles will not contract without calcium. You probably know some people who are on a calcium blocker, or a calcium channel blocker for high blood pressure. And what this drug does, Norvasc, and there's several other types out there, it stops calcium from being pumped into the muscles to slow down the strength of the contraction of the myocardium, the heart muscle, with the idea that that will lower the blood pressure. Now, there's something called calcium channels, and they surround all your muscles, and calcium bicarbonate is the form of calcium that's in these calcium channels. And when you contract the muscle, like if you were to take your fingertip and point it and touch your forehead, there's several muscles that are involved in doing that. And it starts with a thought up in your brain, and that thought gets to the motor strip in the cortex that goes down the cord to your hand and arm and shoulders to bring your fingertip to your forehead. And in so doing, calcium bicarbonate comes out of the calcium channel into the proteins of the muscle. And you have these two major proteins in your muscles called actin and myosin. And these two just sit there doing nothing, when you're in a relaxed state and you're not contracting any muscles, until calcium is poured over those two proteins. And then they come together in a contraction. And then the calcium has to be pumped out of the calcium with the muscle back into the channels to allow the muscle to relax. It's an incredibly beautiful, simple, yet complex at the same time system that allows muscles to contract and then relax and contract and then relax. Now, you never see little kids coming home at night when you have to yell for half an hour, and it's the half hour past dark. Come on, it's time to, you know, quit your games, come in here, and it's time to go to bed. You never see them coming to bed claiming muscle cramps are keeping them up all night, because their calcium mobilization system is working just fine. But the older we get, the more it starts to break down, mostly because of malnutrition. Some of my patients have a hard time when I talk about malnutrition in America, but malnutrition in America is rampant. And I'm not talking about hungry people on the street begging for food. I'm talking about the average American who, because their food stores now are in the supermarkets, not all the farmyard that exists there where they live behind their houses, like it was with our grandparents and great-grandparents, because we have to go to the store to get our food, and the food we're getting has been so overly processed that certain micronutrients are missing from this food, that over the years, over the decades, we start to suffer certain deficiencies. And as a result, we start breaking down and start having problems. And muscle cramps, especially among very active men, is not the least of their problems. And so when you, this starts with having an adequate supply of calcium in your system. And that's why I recommend calcium lactate. I'll tell you here shortly where you can get it at probably the cheapest price possible. But then we've got to mobilize it. And that means that the calcium has to be delivered to the muscles. Now, what I refer to as the calcium mobilization system in your body requires omega-3 fatty acids and iodine, and it involves your thyroid gland and your liver. Oh, Dr. Jack, you just went overboard. That's way too many things. Well, I have a way to simplify this for you. Because for this reason, taking calcium alone without the fatty acids and the iodine usually will not get the calcium to your muscles in adequate amounts to stop and prevent muscle cramps, as many of my patients have told me. Well, I heard you on the radio talking about calcium, and I've been taking this calcium, but I'm still getting these muscle cramps. And I said, well, did you hear me talk about the calcium mobilization system? It's not enough to just take calcium. We have to be able to get it through the body, through the digestive processes, breaking it down in the stomach in sufficient acid to form the calcium salts that will be absorbed into your bloodstream. Then we got to get it out of your bloodstream, and we got to get it into your tissues. Sometimes I think a lot of people believe that if they just eat their dinner of meat and potatoes, that everything's covered and they're going to be just fine. But that does not supply the amount of energy and the amount of nutrition that's required for the calcium mobilization to take place, which is what is probably the most important thing I'm going to tell you today. And I'm going to do that here before too much longer. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show coming up next.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So I want to talk to you about the calcium mobilization concept. Now, to stop muscle cramps, you have to get calcium from your diet into your muscles. And this requires, as I said earlier, adequate stomach acid for digestion. And the most absorbable calcium supplement and the adequate omega-3 fatty acids that I was talking about, and iodine, and then adequate thyroid and liver function, that makes up the calcium mobilization team of nutrients. And the most absorbable form of calcium supplement is calcium lactate. And calcium lactate, the only form of calcium your body can use is calcium bicarbonate. It's the liquid form of calcium. And Mother Nature has supplied us with the adequate amounts of calcium we need in the green leafy vegetables, but a lot of us don't eat green leafy vegetables. There's another way to get it, and that's in a calcium lactate product. The one that Standard Process has is the one that I highly recommend. It's available through my office at probably the cheapest price you're going to find, because I discount this stuff to my patients all the time. It's cheaper than you'll find on Amazon by quite a bit. You just go to orders. You can order it through email, orders@forbiddendoctor.com, and then tell them what you want. Or you can call the office, 801-523-1890, and tell them you heard me on the DJV Health Show talking about restless legs, and they can take care of you from there. But calcium lactate is just one enzyme step away from calcium bicarbonate, again, the only form you can use in your body. I call it the 1% solution. 99% of the calcium in your body is in your bones and your teeth. 1% is flowing through the fluids of the body, primarily the bloodstream, in the form of calcium bicarbonate, the liquid form. If you took some water coming down the mountainside, the stream water or well water, and you boil it all the way down to nothing, what do you have? You get this white film that covers the pan as you've boiled away all the water. That's calcium carbonate, but it was in the form of calcium bicarbonate when it was in the liquid form. But that evaporation of all the water out of the pan reduces the calcium bicarbonate to calcium carbonate. And that's where a lot of the hardness of water comes from. But it's the way Mother Nature preserves these things, so that we can find an adequate system to get them into the body. So the most absorbable form, as I said, is calcium lactate, because your body only has a small little job to do to convert calcium lactate to calcium bicarbonate. And it, as I said, it comes from vegetables. Now, the calcium mobilizer, the thing that mobilizes calcium once it's in your bloodstream, is Cataplex F from Standard Process. This is a nutritional complex that contains vitamin F, which is the omega-3 fatty acids, iodine, and a liver extract. So the thing that I told you earlier that may seem a little complicated, no, it's just in one pill. Cataplex F, also available at orders at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And it's a fuel for your thyroid gland. And it also, because it has iodine, it's good for the thyroid, but it also has a liver extract in it. And all of these things come together in a way that's just like a symphony to provide your body what it needs for the muscles to relax, which I call the calcium mobilizer. So how do you do this? How would you take this? In what form would you take this? I'm going to tell you all about it here in a few moments. We'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Get this. Right now, Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season, and I just saved big. I got my kids jumping jeans must-haves for under $5. Found myself some tees and tank tops for $5.99, and got 60% off patio furniture. The best part? I didn't need any coupons. I earned Kohl's cash, and I got everything with free store pickup. So, yeah, you could say today was a good day. Select styles end May 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It looks like Ukraine is about to get more help in its fight against Russia. The Senate is expected to approve a $40 billion bill as soon as today. The House already taking action, boosting President Biden's initial request to add additional military and humanitarian aid. President Biden expected to sign the bill quickly. The nation's biggest wildfire is growing in New Mexico. It's up to about 300,000 acres and is only 26% contained. Several more counties are on standby for possible evacuations, and two national forests in the state will close tomorrow as a precaution. The governor spoke to President Biden about the situation yesterday after he approved a disaster declaration earlier this month. Six other states are also battling large wildfires. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
President Biden is calling out those who promote great replacement theory, the belief that white Americans are being systematically replaced by immigrants and minorities. While speaking in Buffalo yesterday, Biden warned that media and politics were radicalizing angry, lost, and isolated individuals into believing the theory. Flashing back to 2015, when then Vice President Biden said in a few years, whites will be in the minority.
I would argue it's unlike any other large country in the world. So there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
Amber Heard wrapped up 4 days of testimony Tuesday in ex-husband Johnny Depp's defamation suit against her. Under cross-examination, Heard testified about a fight the couple had in Australia in 2015. Depp is suing Heard for $50 million over an op-ed she wrote referring to herself as a public figure representing domestic violence. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to DJV Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Listen and learn.
Welcome back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So for all these reasons, I'm never without these two nutritional complexes, calcium lactate and cataplex F. Cataplex is a term the standard process uses to mean it's a complex. There's several things in there. And so when I'm involved in sports in the sun, which is almost always golf, I try to golf 2 to 3 times a week, and I try to walk as much as I can of the whole course, but I'm out there in the sun. Now, I've got a cap on, but I've got bare arms, bare neck, and so I'm getting a lot of sun. As a result, I'm getting a lot of vitamin D. And the number, vitamin D has a lot of jobs inside the human body, but its most important job is to trigger the absorption of calcium in your diet into the gut, into the bloodstream, out of the gut, into the bloodstream. So that when I'm out there getting a lot of sun and a lot of vitamin D, the calcium bicarbonate that's in my tissues, allowing muscles to contract and muscles to relax, that vitamin D will pull the calcium out of my tissues back into the bloodstream. Now, this is something that's really important to understand. Vitamin D not only has your dietary calcium in your gut pulling out of the gut into the bloodstream, It will also pull calcium out of your tissues into the bloodstream, which is why a lot of times, during the summer months in particular, when you're very active out in the sunlight, you are more prone to muscle cramps a few hours later, especially that night when you're going to sleep. So this is why I never go anywhere without Cataplex F and calcium lactate. Now, if I forget my supplements during any tough time, a workout or competition or anything else like that, I'll pay the price with some pretty severe leg cramps later in the day. Now, as I said, I carry a little bottle filled with calcium lactate and Cataplex F in my golf bag, because that's probably my most exposure to the sun, except when I'm up in the mountain lakes high in the Utah mountains, fly fishing on these lakes up there. And then you're getting even more sun because you're higher in the atmosphere. You've got less atmosphere to filter you. You've got sun reflecting off the lake. If I forget, and I don't forget because I have a bottle of calcium lactate and a bottle of calcium or Cataplex F in my fishing supplies as well, because I love to fly fish. And between that and golf is most of my exposure to the sun. So I'll have a little bottle of them, and what I'll do is I'll take about 6 to 9, depending on how much sun I got, about 6 to 9 calcium lactate and about 4 to 6 Cataplex F before, during, and after my exposure to the sun. And if I really work my muscles hard, which is, you know, pretty easy now at 71, I'll take another dose just before bedtime for insurance. And if I forget my supplements during any tough workout, man, I'm going to get some severe leg cramps. And if I get one, if I just kind of overdid it during the day as far as exposure to the sun is concerned, and it hits me in the middle of the night, I will immediately take 10 to 15 of these little white pills, these little calcium lactates, with about 6 to 9 Cataplex F, and try to lay back down. And within 20, 30 minutes, it's over with, and everything relaxes, and I can get back to sleep. And within an hour, at least, the problem's resolved. And for the average sufferer of restless legs and leg cramps, these kinds of cramps and their agonizing pain can last all night long. And I know this because of the patients I talk to with this problem. And this can happen over and over for years. You know, even a person's whole life, and this is because the honest medical answer to muscle cramps is that there is no honest medical answer to muscle cramps, because muscle cramps is not a disease. Muscle cramps don't require antibiotics. Now, you can get a muscle relaxer, but even that usually does not work very well, and muscle relaxers have terrible side effects. So, using the calcium mobilization system for your own muscle cramps is really the answer. And remarkably, I mean, this same protocol, believe it or not, is also the treatment I use for kids with fevers. Because people with restless leg syndrome have a tendency to contract cold and flu problems more often than those who don't. And why? This is going to sound a little odd, I know, but the answer to muscle cramps is the same thing as the answer to fevers. If you do not have enough calcium bicarbonate into the tissues, your body will raise your temperature to leach calcium out of the bone into your bloodstream. Calcium is so incredibly important to the human body that it has a gland. As I've talked to you in podcasts before, it has a gland to regulate the level of calcium in the bloodstream. It's called the parathyroid gland, and it produces PTH, the parathyroid hormone. And this hormone regulates the level of calcium in the bloodstream. And if you're not getting enough calcium in your diet, it'll leach it out of your bones. And both of these can lead to these kinds of cramps. So if toddlers or children spike a fever, especially when they have teeth erupting in their gums, you know that there's a good chance they're calcium deficient, because all that calcium is developing and maturing that tooth to come up through the gum. they may very well tend towards fevers. You don't want to stop the fever. You want to give the body the reason, the answer to the reason why it has a fever. And in order to leach calcium out of the skeleton, the temperature has to go, the temperature has to be raised inside the body. So if you will give children just maybe half a dozen tablets of calcium lactate and maybe three tablets of Cataplex F, you can put it in a seed or a coffee grinder and then mix it up in the applesauce, something like that. You'll be amazed at how providing adequate calcium to the cells and the tissues is the natural anti-fever protocol. Now, for restless legs, you want to use the same protocol and experiment with this dose. Most people will use six tablets of calcium lactate and three tablets of Cataplex F, taken 2 to 3 times a day. Some folks need a dose at bedtime. Some folks need an even higher dose, especially in the beginning, or if they're using antacids. If you're on a proton pump inhibitor, a PPI, that's going to get in the way of this stuff. And people who are on PPIs usually have a tendency for more muscle cramps and restless legs. But you just take more of the calcium mobilization team, which is Cataplex F and calcium lactate. And fast, inexpensive, effective. I mean, this, I can't even begin to count the number of times I've told my patients about this. And if I think if it was used by everyone, it would save millions of dollars, millions of hours of lost work time, untold numbers of wasted doctor and hospital visits, and an inestimable amount of agony and suffering. So you go to orders at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and you put in there that you need calcium lactate. And it's usually in tablet form. It's also in a powder form. And actually, that's the type of calcium I use at home, calcium lactate at home, is calcium powder. I just take maybe a teaspoon of it and about 4 or 5 ounces of water, stir it up really good, and shoot it down. It's a little gritty. It doesn't really have a taste. Just, you know, it's just the texture you have to kind of get used to. If you put in a half a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, it'll dissolve the calcium, and you can get it down even quicker that way. But that's so much more absorbable. Your body picks it up quicker and can utilize it quicker. But you've got to have the Cataplex F. And I've got a little story I'll tell you about here in the last segment of the show of not so much a story, but an analogy to help you to understand the relationship between calcium and Cataplex F. There was a vitamin F at one time back in the 1930s. And it turned out that vitamin F is nothing more nor less than essential fatty acids. The EFAs, the things that the omega fatty acids that are so vital for heart health and for brain health. And the FDA decided after a while it's not a vitamin. They're just fats. They're essential fatty acids. So they stopped talking about the fact that there's a vitamin F. But Standard Process was way ahead of the FDA decades ago. And so they still refer to it as F, vitamin F, even though it's just essential fatty acids. Now, if you're eating a lot of deep ocean fish, like I do, I have probably 3 servings a week of deep ocean fish, especially the Arctic fish up around Alaska. The halibut, the Arctic cod, the rockfish, the salmon, wild salmon. You probably don't even need to worry about Cataplex F, but most people don't consume that much fish. But that's a little thing to the aside here. But at orders at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you can order the calcium lactate and the Cataplex F at probably the least expensive prices you'll find anywhere. Or you can just call the office, 801-523-1890, and tell them that you want Dr. Jack's calcium mobilization system, Cataplex F, calcium lactate. And it's also, I tell my patients, keep this on hand if you've got little kids, especially, you know, in the first couple of years of life when teeth start to emerge. You want a little of this nearby that you can grind up, as I said, mix it in some applesauce and feed it to the kids. And watch how fast that brings the fever down. Now, fevers, by and large, aren't that bad. It's not that the body just goes crazy and just runs the fever up for no reason at all. I have a pediatrician in the Salt Lake area that I like to refer children to if their parents aren't happy with their current pediatrician. And she says, frankly, until the temperature gets to 105, don't worry about it. But a lot of new mothers, when they see a child getting a temperature up around 100, 101, and they just kind of panic because they have no experience with this, and they start giving them baby aspirin or something else, which is very dangerous because of Reye syndrome and these kinds of side effects that can happen with these non-judicious decisions made from ignorance. These are the kinds of things that I don't think we should get out of the sixth grade personally without an understanding of basic physics, basic chemistry, and basic human nutrition. It's amazing to me sometimes the new mothers that I talk to, and when they bring their babies to me, and I take care of a lot of babies, especially if they've had a little bit of a rough birth. They need a little extra attention. But I'm surprised how ignorant so many mothers are with their new babies. So we just sit there and have a little chat. You need to do this. You don't want to do that. Don't worry about a fever. If it's 101, 102, give them plenty of fluids. Hold on to them. Keep them warm. Because even with a fever, sometimes they have a tendency to chill. But you'll be surprised how fast the body can get over it if they're given the calcium and the cataplex F. So coming up here before too much longer, I want to give you an analogy to help you to understand the relationship between vitamin D and calcium lactate and cataplex F. And it's a great story. It's a great analogy. I think you have no trouble understanding what I'm talking about at all. We'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working, not play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618. What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or gcntaxcut.com. That's gcntaxcut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So, this is what I call my bus analogy. Getting on the bus as a means of travel to work or whatever else some people do is necessary if they don't possess a car, or even if they possess a car. And it's just convenient to take the bus to work or school or whatever else. You get on the bus and you sit there until the bus gets to the bus stop that you're looking for, and then you can get off the bus and go on about your business. Seems like a simple, easy thing to do. Getting on the bus is the vitamin D, in the sense that vitamin D is what allows your body to absorb calcium into the bloodstream. And your bloodstream is the bus. And you want your bloodstream to deliver the calcium to wherever the body needs it. Does the heart need it for strong contractions for a good lub dub? Does the nervous system need calcium for strong, adequate neurotransmitter activity so that when you need a muscle to move, it moves to the strength that you want it to? Do your eyes need to see clearly? Because calcium has a lot to do that with that. So we need to get calcium into the retina. Your skin is dependent upon calcium to be strong and resilient against bruising and tears and other things. And it needs calcium for that. So the calcium's got to get out of the bloodstream into the skin. And as I was saying earlier, calcium is, you can't say it's the most important mineral, because there are several minerals that you could not live without. But every single system in the human body requires calcium to get the job done. So we have the parathyroid glands to make sure we have it. All other minerals, all of them, copper, iron, chromium, all the other minerals that are necessary for human physiology are regulated primarily by the kidney. If the kidney thinks you got too much, it'll go out in the urine. If the kidney's told, no, hold on to the sodium, hold on to the phosphorus, hold on to the potassium, then it will recirculate back into the blood. Now, what if you couldn't get off the bus? What if you got on the bus to go to school, or you got on the bus to go to work, and it pulled up to the bus stop and the doors didn't open? And then it went to the next stop and the doors didn't open. And it went to the next stop and the doors didn't open. That's what happens when you don't have enough vitamin F. Vitamin F allows you to get off the bus. Vitamin F allows the calcium to get out of the bloodstream into the tissues. So when some of my patients have heard me talk about calcium and restless legs, but they didn't hear the cataplex F part of it, the vitamin F part, and they get back to me and say, Dr. Jack, I'm taking plenty of calcium. I still have muscle cramps. Well, are you taking cataplex F? No. Well, you're not getting off the bus. What do you mean I'm not getting off the bus? So I tell them that little analogy. It's one thing to get on it. You want to get off of it. It's also like having cash in the bank, and you can have $1 million sitting there. But if you don't have a Visa or a debit card or some other means of getting the cash out of the bank, it's not going to do you a whole lot of good. That's how important vitamin F is to the relief of restless legs and muscle cramps. So you're out in the sun. You're making plenty of vitamin D. That vitamin D is pulling calcium that's in your gut, in your food, your digestive system, into the bloodstream. But if it can't get into the tissues, it's not going to do. In fact, it's very dangerous. This is where heat strokes come from. This is where people who've been in the sun all day long, and suddenly they got to get to the shade. You got to open up their shirt or whatever else. You got to pour water on them because their temperature's going crazy. The temperature regulation system of the body is also calcium dependent. Isn't that? I mean, this just excites me to no end, to understand how complicated the body can be, but how simple some of these relief systems can be. Now, I have a podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcasts. If you put in restless legs, I go into much greater detail about the whole thing. But to save some time, you go to orders at ForbiddenDoctor.com and tell them you want calcium lactate, either powder or pills, and cataplex F. So the best thing I recommend to my patients is about 6 to 9 cataplex F and about 6 to 9 calcium lactate every day. And you can get that at orders at ForbiddenDoctor.com, or you can call the office 801-523-1890 and tell them you heard Dr. Jack talk about restless legs on the radio. That's it for this week's DJV Health Show. Remember, you can hear all of our DJV Health Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at DJVHealthShow.com. And you can listen to my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockton.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.